Present
point,
not voting
of,
is not
point,
a pass.
Point of information.
Yes, present is not pass. That's right.
Could you please state your name when you have a point of information? Who has a point of information?
Rhonda Garner.
Our Timbers has a point of information, sir.
Okay. Mr. Tshishimba was first, and then after that, hold on before you speak. Let me just get the stack clear here. Was that Ms. Garner?
Yes, for the floor, please.
Okay. Mr. Shibanda, go ahead, please. What is your question?
Yeah, I'm still having issues with the fact that we voted and passed a mistake. You know, understand? I don't get that. You know, how we have no stakes in being wrong. So how are we passing an agenda that was based upon an admitted mistake?
Don't point of information.
Is that the secretary? Mr. Shibanda, your question was asked and answered, so it's out of order and it's dilatory. I'm sorry, Ms. Garner, you had a point of... You've done with your time. I understand what you're saying, Mr. Shibanda,
if you understand what I'm saying, why don't I understand what you're saying? Well, could you please tell me something that I can understand, since you understand me so well? Please.
Okay.
I have never spoken this much ever in my year and, you know, my full year on this board. And I'm asking out of curiosity, and the reason why I haven't spoken, because pretty much it ran pretty well, you know, and fair, but I see injustice, and I'm not complacent, and if I have to break every rule of Roberts in order to make sure that injustices that is occurring right now don't occur, then that's so be it. Oh, well, do what you have to do, but I demand a clear response to my question, a clear understanding before we move on.
Okay, I have a clear answer for you, Tshibanda.
Mr. Tanaka, you may answer the question.
Okay, I already answered this once before, that this year we do not have a regular meeting set yet because they never set a regular meeting. That was the answer I gave you before. It's the same answer I give you now.
But that doesn't necessarily make sense. Mr. Secretary, thank you for the answer. Mr. Shibanda, just a moment, sir.
I have the floor. This
if
is
our
the
normal
answer that was given
for,
to you.
As long
you
as
have already
meeting
voted
meeting
on this subject.
Been on the first
and you can no longer
week.
Spend more time on this subject.
It does not make sense. The people out there on the live stream need to understand what is going on here. So when Pacifica goes down, it's not because of Timber Shibanda and the Hulu Radio. And Timber struggled, you know, furiously to save Pacifica from the hands of a people who just is going to try to tell me, it's yellow rain.
Mr. Shibanda, this is not
Catherine.
A question. So you do not
Nancy
out of I'm sorry, right now. Hold on. Catherine, I know we're on Turner right now. Garner, I'm sorry, we're on Ms. Garner right now. And then after that, I believe, is Ms. Sorden. Ms. Garner, please go.
And Benito Diaz as well, point of information.
Mr. Chair, after please Ms. indulge Sorden. Me in that I am a new member to the board. I would like to say something. It seems very clear to me and probably those listening that there are certain members who are purposely trying to stall, waste time, and keep us from conducting the business.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Amen.
Everybody who's not talking is stalling, and all those who are complacent with this madness.
Just a moment. Ms. Garner has the floor. You are all out of order. If you do not have the floor, you must mute your phone. Stop speaking.
She's assigning other people.
You're out of order. Ms. Garner.
Yes.
Ms. Garner, please, I will ask you and other members not to impugn the intentions of the other members. I do understand.
But what if their intentions is to mess up the whole board?
You don't have the floor. You don't have the floor. Let the chair speak.
Mr. Sabah, you do not have the floor. Please, do not.
Please,
Mr. Chairman, this is Paul Campisi on a point of personal privilege.
Mr. Campisi, what is your point of
privilege? Wait a minute. What do you mean personal privilege to the people that have been waiting to be able to speak to the Honorable Chair?
Actually, it's a point of privilege. Mr. Diaz, maybe you'll like this. If you just wait a second. Here's a suggestion I would like to make for the whole body. Maybe we should take half an hour to talk to one another as a committee of the whole. And we each get, you know, 3 minutes or something like that, where we could each say our piece and talk to each other without all of the strictures of Robert's Rules of Order. And we, you know, we have to be polite and not attack each other. But that way we could get to say our
Garner,
piece.
Point of
and,
order.
I'm asking, is there someone who will say, that's a motion I'm making, and I'm asking.
Mr. Campisi, your point is not well taken. It has been my experience in the last meeting that we have 22 members and we have very limited time left for this meeting. And we need to get to the next item on the agenda. I am trying to keep order with people who are trying to speak in the proper order in which they ask. And I believe that after Ms. Garner was Ms. Sorden, then Diaz. Hold on, I'm trying to add Bill Crozier. I believe Ms. Sorden, did you have a... Okay.
Excuse me, Mr.
Brown.
Chair.
Mr. Crozier,
I still have a point of information,
Chair.
Robert.
Some people can add it to this.
Ms. Sorden, did you say that you had a point of information?
Yes.
Point of order.
I'm trying. It's important to state your name before you speak. I'll remind you again, please.
But Rhonda was not finished, and I...
Thank you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
So before Mr. Campisi was going to offer that option, I was going to just request, Mr. Chair, that those people who are continuing to interrupt, you know, I'm very prone to want to do that, and I'm trying so hard not to do it. So could the people who are continuing to speak without having the floor, could we have some type of consequence for that? Thank you. And I'd appreciate an answer, please.
Thank you,
Ms.
Garner. I will give you an answer.
Thank
you very much. I will give you an answer.
Point of information.
Let me finish answering this question first, and that's just what she was pointing to. It's very difficult when everyone wants to jump in while people are speaking. Sorry, but again,
maybe this.
Sorry, 1 second. I'm having a problem with my phone. Ms. Garner, could you repeat the end of your statement again? Sorry, I was having massive technical difficulties here.
Okay. I was asking...
Oh, I'm sorry. You said, would there be some consequence for this?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
Right now, I understand that's a problem that I'm trying to deal with. Right now, during this meeting, I'm simply giving verbal warnings. By the next meeting, we will probably have the technology in place after progressive discipline to mute phones. We are not doing that right now. The best I can do is ask everyone to be respectful and not speak over each other, and I thank you for your patience. But in the interest of conducting business efficiently, we will take measures in the very, very near future to allow everyone to speak, but not speak over each other, not interrupt. It's really important for people to only speak while we have when we have the floor, and to be respectful.
I think the CPB is going to love that one.
and I'm pretty sure that member didn't have the floor. You see how we are, but that's okay. We're all trying to work together. We all have the same mission in mind.
Oh, please, I asked you,
Ms. Jordan.
Point of information.
And things like that, those comments like that, they'll be marked, and at some point we will have to do something because it's important that we move along with our meetings efficiently. Who said they had a point of information just then? I'll put you on the stack. Mr. Diaz is next, however.
Shabanda.
Pardon me?
Shabanda.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And Roberts. And
what
and
happened
Roberts.
To Ms. Thornton?
Oh, I'm sorry. No. Ms. Thornton, I apologize.
I know. It's very hard to keep track. And
Ms. Thornton, I just had a little computer problem.
I have a point of order and a request for information. Point of order I think this is a point of order. It is very difficult to time people when other people are interrupting them and then they can't finish what they were saying. And I would request that people wait until they hear that the person finished speaking. Unless the person is like impugning someone else, of course, then you can interrupt immediately with a point of order. Or if they are, I guess if you are stating something that is incorrect, then I guess you can interrupt with a point of order. Is that correct, Mr. Parliamentarian? That's my point
no.
of order.
Interrupted but not allowed to finish. Thank you. And you said you had a question as well?
Yes. So, I still am unclear as to whether or not this meeting is a special meeting. I think it is a special meeting. I think that was determined. And why there was no purpose put on the notice or mentioned anywhere. How can we actually have anything on the agenda because it was not, according to our bylaws, the notice and the notice to members and the call to members thing has to state what the meeting is about. If it's continuing something from before, it has to be noticed on the notice that's put on the calendar. That's what we require. And I'm wondering why wasn't that done? You know, if this was trying to be a regular meeting, was this just to bypass, like, having to post a regular meeting, which you can't do because you have to have 30 days notice for that? I realize that you want to go through with this meeting, but I want to know, you know, if that's why, if you're just determined to have a meeting without following the rules. I mean, I know people have been called on this in the past, and we've had to back out of meetings because we haven't done it properly. I think we tried to follow that all last year. That gets us into trouble with CPB. Why are you risking CPB funding? I mean, I know we might not have it for a while, but still, every ding against us. We might have to, I don't know how long it'll take us to get back in the good graces. I mean, why, anyway, that's kind of a point of order and a request for information all rolled into one. Maybe the parliamentarian could rule on that. Or give his opinion, I mean, they give their opinion. Also, do we have to pay for the parliamentarian?
First of all, I'm sorry, Ms. Jordan, was that your question as well, or did someone else?
Yeah, do we have to pay for the parliamentarian? I think we should vote on that.
We're not going to vote on that now. First of all, Ms. Jordan, your last question in regards to the agenda and the special meetings is what I'll answer now. First of all, it was already answered and explained by the
Please stop interrupting so I can
secretary.
Time. Sorry.
No problem. I appreciate you taking the time. And also, people, please remember to speak your names. Where was I? Okay, again, this question was already asked and answered by the secretary. All of our meetings this year have been special meetings. As for your comment, we just wanted to have a meeting. at any rate, I believe Mr. Crozier was next.
The next item on the agenda is a
point of view.
Excuse me, Mr. Diaz was next.
Andrea, this is not a special meeting. This is a regular meeting. That's what the secretary corrected.
Who's that speaking right now?
I said this is Andrea Turner, point of order. This is
oh, okay. You weren't
a regular
recognized.
Meeting.
But go on.
Thank you.
Oh, so some people don't get recognized, but they still have to speak.
No.
Because I'm trying to clarify the issue so that we can move in an efficient manner.
There's always a justification for exception.
Benito, knock it off.
That's right.
Understand, we can move this meeting along in an efficient manner, and we can all have our say, and if you want to debate, that's fine, but we're going to have to do it with a little bit of efficiency if we ever expect to get done. I'm looking at my stack here, and I see, Mr. Diaz, before Mr. Crozier, you had a point of information. Mr. Crozier had a...
Am I somewhere on the stack? I've been asking for a while. Could you read the stack?
I can add you to the stack. Diaz, Crozier, Jim Brown, Serene Roberts.
Grace Aaron for the stack.
Grace Aaron. Before we move back, is there anyone else for the stack?
I had a point of order, not being on the stack, Crozier.
Okay, Mr. Crozier. But I'm sorry, but I'm taking a point of information from Mr. Diaz first. Did you also? No, never mind, you don't. Go ahead, Mr. Diaz. What's your question?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, I appreciate your need to move things forward. And I think we all do. And I think that we would all like to move things forward. We didn't just come here to spend the next 3 or 4 hours playing because we ain't got nothing better to do, I assume. So, but in order for meetings to occur in a efficient manner, as you said, people have to feel respected. And
I'm
people
sorry,
have
Mr. Diaz, did you have a question?
I'm trying to
have a request
make
for information.
It's my question. So I would like to understand how you or anyone else can expect people, certain people, to feel discriminated against and disrespected, and then ask them to participate like hunky, like everything's cool. You know, let's move along efficiently. And to be specific, I know you need to understand exactly what I'm referring to.
Time.
If I can, my sentence.
Time.
My is, who keeps interrupting? So
continue, Mr. Diaz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The point I'm trying to make, or the question I'm trying to ask you, is, what can you do to assure us that all of us will be respected and treated equally? Because I think that what just occurred because some of us feel that you are not treating everybody equally. You give certain preferences to certain people and not to others.
And when we try to raise a point of order or a point or a request for information, you deny us and say that we're going to move on to vote on this and that. When was that decided? When does the chair decide when people have the right to file a request for information or a point of order, and when do they not? When did the chair get the right to do all of this and to push an agenda without asking for the opportunity to raise questions?
Ron DeGarner, point
of order. And like I say, I'm asking your question.
Ms. Jordan,
did you hear the bell?
No, we didn't. I'm trying
to... Am I muted? Somebody
you may
mute
have been.
Me? No, I'm not muted myself,
okay?
I'm not muted myself.
I can hear you now. Are you saying that we're at time?
I said, did you hear me say time? I'm not sure.
I think I heard you, but it was hard to hear you. But thank you.
Okay.
And, that was a question, Mr. Diaz?
That was a question to you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Mr. Crozier, I believe you're next.
Well, do I get an answer to my question?
Okay, do I have
a response? Or do I just speak for the hell of speaking?
As it happens, I'm not required to answer your question.
Well, you haven't answered not one all meeting long.
Okay, thank you. It's Bill Crozier. Orders of the day. There's no discussion allowed right now. The next item on the agenda is approval of minutes.
What?
Orders of the day have been called. And now we vote. So,
point of order, Mr. Chiquitito.
What's your point of order, Mr. Diaz?
Mr. Crozier is out of order. The reason why he is out of order is because, democratically or not, we just approved an agenda, right? So,
yes.
Once an agenda is approved, then people have the right to make amendments to the agenda. And so I think that the proper thing for the chair to do would be to ask, does anyone have any amendments to the agenda?
Mr. Diaz, are you finished?
For the moment.
Why, thank you. I believe that you have it reversed.
Oh.
Now that the agenda has been approved, if you had an amendment for the agenda, that would have been before when you challenged during that time period. But now that the agenda has been approved and the orders of the day have been called, it seems to me that item number 3, minutes approval, is where we are at right now. If someone wishes to speak to that, they may. However, I must first ask, are there any objections to approving the minutes?
I had a point
Robert,
of information
yes.
a while ago.
Point
and
I
know what it was called.
Not a problem.
Point of information.
However, I asked the question.
I asked for a point of information way before this. When after that lady got through speaking and talking about 10 minutes ago.
Unfortunately,
I don't remember her name. I didn't know this.
And then we came to time. Is your question in relation to the approval of the minutes?
Yes.
Mr. Chair,
what is your question,
procedure?
Mr. Banda?
Mr. Chair,
my
point
question
of procedure.
Is,
point of procedure, please. Point of procedure. It's 7:25 right now, and it's 5 minutes allotted for this time, for this category. Just notifying that.
For number 3?
Yes, it's 5 minutes.
Well, I have a question and a burning question since when you recognized me and said that I would be able to ask my question maybe like 10 minutes ago, I would, would like to have that, and then more people who spoke before me and that type of stuff. Yes, my question is, does every action...
To the approval of the minutes, correct? Is that what you said?
No, I'm not going to even lie and say that that's what this is about. It's about what happened maybe 10, 15 minutes ago when I asked for a point of information, and I was put so far down the stack and then skipped. So I would like to speak
and ask my
question.
The thing is,
we're wasting time, you know, this whole board since we've been in existence this year, you know. So I mean, my little 3 minutes, and when I don't get a chance to talk, these are 90 seconds that I want to speak. I mean, how is that, you know, in the big scheme of things, how is my 90 seconds right here and now going to waste so much more time than we already have?
Is this your question?
No, my question is, does every action have an equal and opposite reaction?
That's a metaphysical question,
it's a law, actually, so laws are absolute. I'm asking that because the woman who spoke and asked about there being repercussions and punishment and that type of stuff for the actions of some board members. I want to know, is there going to be actions and repercussions for the chair who caused us to react like this? It's just like when a police officer killed an African, you know, the police is the ones that's getting exonerated, and everybody else is getting, the African is getting criminalized. So my question is, will the chair be reprimanded for his actions?
Oh, I second the motion.
How much time is there left for approval? Did you say that we're
2 minutes?
Point of order, 2 minutes
left for this category.
Thank you. Just a moment. I'm checking my stats. Miss Castanade.
Can you hear me, Mr. Chair, or that is not...
Yes, Adriana, I can hear you quite well.
That was your point of order.
However, you don't have the floor, but I will add you to the stack. You said that you had that you wanted to be on the stack.
No, Mr. Chair. I want to tell you that I need to hang up and call again, because from I was mute, and I could unmute, like I said, and I'm sending emails to the board saying that, and nobody's answering. And in the last I was mute. He says,
okay.
Please, can you answer? Somebody doesn't receive my emails neither?
I'm not looking at my emails. I'm trying to chair this meeting.
I'm just trying to make sure
that I understood what you said properly. Are you saying that you just hung up and called back, or that you are going to hang up and call back?
Yes, sir. I need to hang up and call again because I couldn't unmute by myself, and I couldn't vote in the last vote. The recording, I'm sorry, you can hear the recording, and you can hear the secretary saying that put me as fast and never came back to me, and I couldn't keep speaking. I need to hang up and call again. I need to call 3 times in order to get into the call. This is the way that will go? Okay, I see how my rights are being denied right now.
Are you saying that you're going to hang up now and call back? That's a point
please
of personal privilege. If so, that's no problem. However, I did
hang up and call again. That's why now you can hear me, I hope.
Yes, we can.
Crozier, point of order.
What's your point of order, Mr. Crozier?
We're at time.
Yes, it is.
For what?
Point of information, Mr. Chair Benito.
No.
Mr. Timekeeper.
Timekeeper speaking. It's been 5 minutes already. And so the category has 5 minutes, so the question must be called to approve or not approve.
Okay, we know what time it is. Thank you.
Request for information, Mr. Chair. This is Benito.
If we are at time, Mr. Diaz, then you're out of order and we have to go to the vote.
I've been asking for the last 3 or 4 minutes, Mr. Chair.
Before, Mr. Tanaka just told us
that we are out of time. I've been asking for the time is up.
The time is up. The call been, the question being called. The time is up.
Just a moment. Everyone stop speaking. Mr. Diaz, what's your question?
I would like to understand, Mr. Chair, when are some of us going to be allowed to participate in this meeting?
Excuse me, can I answer your question?
Can I finish the question before you answer it?
I thought you were finished.
Well, you always think I'm finished.
True.
And I'm not the only one you think is finished.
What is your question,
Mr. The point is, the question, Mr. Chair, is that I would like to know when a certain group of board members, directors, whatever you want to call us, reps, are going to be allowed to participate in the meeting. That's a general question, but to be concrete, some of us were trying, and myself included, were trying to get your attention and get you to recognize us before the agenda was voted on. You refused to recognize us. Then you ramrodded a vote. Then after the vote, we tried to raise our hands again to get the right to speak. And your boy Crozier comes with a point of order. It's time to move on to the minutes. And so now we're going to move on to the minutes. And when I ask a question and you find out I recognize, you did recognize me, and then I ask, when are we going to be able to file amendments to the agenda, you tell me that I should have done that before we voted on to approve the minutes, the agenda. So it's like you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. You did not allow us to speak before the agenda was voted on. So we couldn't make an amendment then. And then after the agenda gets voted on, we can't raise a question or make an amendment then either, because now it's too late. We already voted on it. So what are you going to be, Mr. Chair? When are the directors going to be treated equally and respectfully with the right to participate as members?
Point of information, Mr. Bonder.
The chair is speaking. Mr. Diaz, is that the end of your question? Would you like me to answer it?
Please.
You're participating now. We will now move on to item number 3. Approval of the
You can talk all you want, but we ain't got to listen and we ain't got to deal with nothing you say.
It's funnier than Adam Sandler, I swear. I am in tears.
This is Alex Steinberg. I rise on a point of order.
Right now,
I have a point of information.
Right now, we should be voting on the approval of the minutes. If you have a question that pertains
to... I have a point of order, Mr. Chair, not a question.
Speak your name, please.
Alex Steinberg.
Alex Steinberg, what is your point of order?
We are at time for this meeting. I call the orders of the day. It is not debatable.
Agreed. It is. We are time for this meeting, Mr. Timekeeper. Are we
point,
time for
point
this
of
meeting?
Information. Point of information.
Just a moment. I'm questioning the timekeeper, Mr.
No,
timekeeper.
We, yes, sir.
What is our time for this meeting?
Five minutes for this category, and it's already come and gone.
And we're
and
five
we
minutes
have
past the meeting. Correct. So right now we're going to move to the orders of the day. We,
I have
will,
a question.
We are now voting. Mr. Secretary, hear me?
Nancy Sorden, point of order.
We are now going to vote on the
Did minutes. You lose the stack?
What's the motion we're voting on?
We're,
do we
we're
have a motion?
There is no
everything
motion.
Everything at this time is
then
out
Then what are we voting
car.
On? You vote on motion.
Mr.
We
Chair,
are,
timekeeper,
right
we're not
on the
informed.
Approval of the minutes. I'm sorry, who is that?
The timekeeper.
Yes.
Okay, the time for the total time for the meeting is 3 hours, 16 minutes, and we right now 2 hours, 5 minutes.
We can't go past
Thank
three
you
hours.
Very
what
much.
Are we talking about?
And so to proceed with the orders of the day, we now, Mr. Secretary, are going to vote on approving the minutes. If you don't, if are there
I'm
any
so
objections to
point
approving the minutes?
I have a question.
Other Mr. Chair Benito.
I've been asking this question. I've been trying to get the floor.
What's the motion?
There's no motion. It's just approving the minutes.
I'm sorry.
You need a motion to approve
the minutes.
I'm sorry. I muted myself. Order. I just muted myself. Let me finish. No, don't speak. We are at the orders of the day, so there's no crap. There's no debate, but just
there's no motion.
Ms. Sorden.
Sorry. You need a motion. Approve the minutes.
We don't. I my understanding that we don't need a motion. Because
well, no, we do.
What?
We do.
No,
need
we're
a motion.
On.
No, it's
no,
on the agenda.
Ask
no,
the
we're on. We're on the agenda. We're
ask,
on the third
ask,
item
ask
of the agenda. I understand that it's easy for you to forget. However, there was a point in the meeting just a while ago when I asked, "Were there any objections to the approval of the minutes?" Of the February 10th meeting, because we didn't approve them at the last meeting. It's simple housekeeping, people. It's just housekeeping. And as we are at the end of this meeting, we're now...
Point of order.
I called the question.
You still need a motion.
I called the question.
Which
you can't call a question. There's no motion.
We have
to go
to the
agenda.
Okay.
Which Nancy Sorden, I'd like to make a motion.
Which version of the minutes are we talking about?
We're voting on minute approval.
Which
the last one
you said is February 10th.
What minutes?
I don't know who that is.
We are voting
Nancy
on
Sorden, I'd like to make a motion.
What
I second
motion?
That.
To approve.
It's been
to
seconded.
To approve both sets of the February 2nd meeting.
Thank you, Ms. Sorden. And Mr.
Seconded.
Seconded that. And we will now go to a vote, Mr. Secretary.
Wait. The request for information, I'm not clear. Benito.
Yes, Mr. Diaz. What is your question?
Which... am I to understand we're voting on the February 10th minutes?
Ms. Sorden?
Yes, both sets. Both sets.
That would be my question. Which
Mr. Chair,
set?
Mr. Chair, for procedural point
maybe,
of interest, procedural, the time for this category is up.
Can I amend
my...
Can I amend my motion to divide?
The secretary is out of order.
You can't say that, Benito. You're not the chair.
But as a point of order, he's required to gain the staff like everybody else. That's
just
what
a moment, please. So, Ms. Sorden, you said
I need to divide. We vote on the first set of minutes and then the second set of minutes.
Okay, one moment, because I want to ask the secretary.
Sorry,
I have a lot of things going on my computer. Let me just move around for a moment so we can all, okay. Mr. Secretary, you sent us the minutes for the February 10th meeting as well as the minutes for the February 16th meeting. All the members have that, correct?
No. That's not what I moved.
Repeat it then, please.
I moved the meeting
whenever you have time.
You don't have. Could you just restate what you said for me, please?
There are two sets of minutes for the February 10th meeting. I move that we vote on them separately.
No, you mean, are you speaking of open session and closed session?
No, there are two sets of minutes for the open meeting, open session, which Aki has, which all the PNB has. They have the minutes from Janet Coburn and then they have the minutes from Aki. There's two sets.
Give me a moment.
Jan Goodman here. I have a motion to make.
I just made a motion.
We're still dealing with Ms. Jordan's motion. I'm simply trying to navigate. Bear with me for a moment.
I move to amend Ms. Jordan's motion.
What's your amendment?
My amendment.
Ask for the floor. What is the problem here?
I'm sorry.
There is no problem here.
They ask for the floor.
Yeah,
they get it automatically.
There are people who ask for the floor.
Order,
and there are
please.
People who just speak out.
Mr. Chair, what is the
and
problem?
And it's hard to tell which is which. Order. Everyone. No one has the floor. No one has the floor, so why is anyone speaking?
Mr. Chair, you will have second
chance. Because some of us don't like being discriminated against.
You're not being discriminated against.
Do you people know what order is?
White people ain't going to tell me when I'm being discriminated against. The right
point of order.
Order. No one has the floor. No one can speak. Just for a moment. We are now.
Mr. Gia,
to Ms. Jordan's motion. Ms. Thornton, you're talking about two different sets of minutes, so I was trying to take a look at the two different sets of minutes. And I don't have to acknowledge anyone, and I can't hear you if you're speaking while I'm speaking. I can hear you. I can hear you, Ms. Kasanev. However, you don't have the floor.
Jan Goodman.
But you will give me the floor. You give the floor to all the rest of the people. I asked for a point of information 15 minutes ago. You let everybody talk. Ask for the floor. After
because
the time,
I am trying, at the moment, I am trying to clarify something with the maker of the motion. And
yes,
you still don't have the floor.
We have first-class director. That's why. We have first-class director that jump the stack and make a motion. And second-class director that are not ever being recognized. That is what's happening here. Thank God we can see that the members are listening to this.
It's the bright, bright agenda that's in play here.
Rhonda Garner, point of order. I'd like to remind everyone.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, she hasn't been recognized. Why is she talking and you're not shouting?
Because he's figuring something out and I decided to speak.
Well, you don't have the floor.
And so, as a white person, you have the right to speak when the rest of us don't.
Benito, you talk more than anyone all night long.
What?
Don't respond to that, brother. You know what you're doing.
Hello?
The chair time to receive his marching and understand his marching orders.
You got that one, but
sorry, I'm having lots of technical difficulties today.
What a title, maybe.
Miss Sorden is...
And
would you
Jan
please...
Goodman for the stack.
Okay, Ms. Goodman. But Ms. Sorden, will you please clarify your motion for us? You said that there were two sets of minutes for February the 10th. Is that what you stated?
Yes. I want to vote on the first set, Janet.
I'm sorry, what happened? Did you, you just sort of...
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, please, just repeat yourself, please.
Yes, I move that we vote on both sets of minutes.
But I see one set of minutes for February the 10th. Mr. Secretary, can I clarify it for you just a moment? Mr. Secretary?
Remember how he seconded her motion, just to clarify my motion.
Yes, Ms. Sorden.
Motivate my motion.
What is the problem?
Can I motivate my motion?
Ms. Sorden, and I'm going to have the Secretary try to clarify this for us, all right? Mr. Secretary, would you please?
Could I motivate my motion?
Well, I just want to just be clear, because you said that there were two sets of minutes. If he just can just tell me what he sent, and then you can motivate your motion, okay?
Okay. There are two sets of minutes, I think. I sent the minutes that I was involved in, and I think former Secretary Janet Colburn also sent out the minutes for the February 10th, the PNB. So I think that I believe that is what is being discussed right now.
I stated earlier that it is now time for us to vote on minutes approval. The secretary is Aki, and only minutes from Aki are subject to approval at this point.
What?
Wait, could I motivate my motion?
I have a point of information. Yeah, this is a lot of activity without
Sorden,
motivation, but
you may motivate
Robert says
your
a
motion.
Point of information when possible.
What's your question?
If you all remember on February 10th, we had not yet assigned anybody to be pro tem chair, and the meeting was opened by Adriana Kafanov and the secretary Janet Colburn. And those are the minutes from Janet. And those need to be voted on. And if you don't vote on them, and you ignore them, I would think that is a violation of something. And, you know, we are not your local bowling club or your church committee. We are a corporation, and we are bound by the California Code of Corporations. We are bound by, which binds us to our bylaws, which binds us to Robert's Rules of Order. We are not the bowling league. And if we continue to act like the bowling league, we're going to have our corporate nonprofit status yanked out of us. And our CPB money will never come back to us.
This is great, Aaron.
No,
I have a
point. You don't
point
have the floor. Ms. The secretary for that meeting was Aki Tanaka.
Janet. Aki Tanaka was the pro tem.
Right, he was the pro tem secretary.
He was not really, I mean, the meeting that followed was invalid, so the only valid meeting was the one before there was an attempt to do a meeting and elect pro tem officers in them. So there's meetings, there's minutes for the invalid meeting, and then there's the minutes from the valid meeting, which happened first.
I'm sorry, what you're saying is out of order. Our secretary sent a set of minutes. Mr. Secretary,
are you saying point of
proving on
request for information? Are you saying that there was no secretary before Aki on February 10th?
No, and if you are referring to minutes prior to that meeting, you were the secretary.
No. I am talking about the opening of the meeting on February 10th. Maybe you've got amnesia and you don't remember it. But I'm sure it's in the recording, unless that's been deleted.
As it happens, I'm quite healthy. Thank you very much. And, my memory is
I opened
clear.
That meeting. I was the chair. And Janet Coleman was the secretary.
And then that meeting, you jumped off the call. However, you had already taken roll call
in
that meeting.
I adjourned it. I was my right.
That is your opinion. However, it was determined. However, it was
determined.
You had a roll call. There was no vote to adjourn. That's been clearly established. There was no vote to adjourn.
Point of information.
I'm still speaking. The meeting.
Are we debating this?
No, we're not debating this. This is not the time for debate.
Yes,
and as
you
it
are,
happens,
sir.
That's
yes,
not actually
are.
That's not actually germane to this
yes, you are.
This question because you're talking about minutes that don't apply. Right now, we're approving the minutes.
How don't they apply when there was a meeting that was opened by Andre Kasanov?
In this meeting, we're only...
Didn't Aki just second Nancy's motion?
No.
So obviously he's aware of the second
motion. He did, and we're in debate now.
No, I don't believe
right,
I can second.
Aren't we?
Robert Mark for the
bond of point of information.
Motion, it would have been Sabah, I think, seconded your motion. Our secretary could tell us that as well. But there is a point of information, I believe, Mr. Sabah.
Point of order.
And Roberts, whenever.
Jim Brown.
Who was before? Okay, stop.
I think Shabanda was first as far as the point of information was concerned.
But I need to write them down
Mark
just so
second.
I can sort of keep us in order, Mr. Shabanda.
Excuse me? I didn't hear you.
I said I wasn't trying to interrupt you. I was trying to write down the people that came after you so I could call you all in order.
Okay. Well.
And you have a point of information.
Yes. I would like to know why the chair's opinions are law and any other body's opinion, especially coming from certain people, is, pushed aside and looked over and, the answers, you give answers that don't really answer the question. I just don't understand why what you say is law, and we're supposed to be a body of directors who are guiding the Pacifica networks as a group, as an organization, and why do you have this dictatorship type of power to make whatever your opinions go. And I'm just, this is, you, that's not a personal attack. These are facts. If you listen to the recording of this meeting, listen to you, how is that a, that's not a person, that's a question of the chair. That is a question of the chair. I didn't call you, I didn't say, I want to know why you have this dictator ability, this super dictator power that you just manifest at any time. Why do you have that? How do you have that? How do I get that? How do I get that as a normal board member? How do I get that? How do my the other people who are being attacked by the chair, how do they get that power? Just need to know that.
You're making a personal
attack. Please, I need
the very simple.
Ms. Roberts,
it's a personal attack.
How is that a personal attack? please, please explain. Please, not me the same. We get out of here. I'm not the one. I'm not the one hurting the people. I'm not the one that's hurting the people. How should I be ashamed? The people loving me, fighting for them.
Mr. Chair, you need to get the
I'm the criminal because I want order.
You explain this to Mr. Shimbanda.
You've had your chance.
You need to have the parliamentarian to get on the call.
You don't have the floor.
I don't care. How many times have you spoken without having the floor?
If she wants to help me, she can offer me advice.
All night.
She's offering advice.
And
are you
once
done?
Again, you've been warned about comments when you're not recognized and attacks on the
are
chair.
You should apply that equally to everybody on this call, Mr. Chair.
You don't have the floor.
I'm just throwing that.
1984 Mr. Diaz, you need to take a chill pill right now.
The chair can attack other people, though. That's what you're saying. The chair can attack other people. I just don't get it.
I'm trying to get the chair to get the parliamentarian to explain how this is all dealt with. Why he gets to say this and say that whenever he feels like it. Mr. Chair, you need to get the parliamentarian on the call right now and explain to Mr. Shimbanda how this goes. Please.
What point of order?
Okay, order.
Mr. Shimbanda knows how it goes. It goes whatever the way the chair wants it to go. And,
do you want an explanation or not?
Mr. Shimbanda is very clear.
Point of order.
And I'm trying to be clear to you, too. Do you want an explanation or not? For the record.
He doesn't want it.
Okay, order. No one has the floor. I just entertained a request for information. It was a rhetorical question. And it's been answered. And we're done because we are at time, people. I don't even know what time it is. We are at it is now 7:56 on the West Coast.
Jan Goodman once more.
And we are at the approval of the minutes. However.
There's a motion on the floor.
You don't have the floor.
Jan Goodman, I'd
neither
like to
do
make
you,
a motion
whoever you are.
Table the approval of the minutes.
Second.
Was she recognized?
Request for information, Chair. Benito.
Okay, just a moment. No one has the floor. The next person that's going to speak is the Secretary. Not to take a vote, as much as I would like it. However, Mr. Secretary, the minutes that you sent us, the minutes that are now on the agenda, these are the minutes from February 16th, or are they minutes from February the 10th? Please tell me.
Well, to be clear, I think that to clarify the whole process, I think that what we should be voting on is that for the February 10th, there are three sets of minutes. There is a minute that Janet Colvin sent out, which covers two portions of the open session. There are two sets of minutes that I produced, which covers second part of the open session and the closed session. And then there's another piece of it which covers February 16th, which is only an open session. So there are actually four sets of minutes total.
Okay, so that's three sets of minutes. However,
I called the question.
Point of
order. Go ahead.
Call the question.
But the
who
question.
Who called the question? Who has the floor? I thought Aki was speaking.
You don't have the floor. You don't have the floor right now.
Who? I don't know.
The secretary has the floor.
But you're not the chair.
Secretary
you don't have the floor.
Has the floor. Timekeeper doesn't have the floor. Ms. Roberts doesn't have the floor. I believe right now
the
secretary.
You can't seem to hear me except for when you feel like it.
Oh, I heard you just say you raised a point of order. However, you were just impugning me. You just attacked me and criticized me again. So I'm not going to recognize your point of order.
What?
And I'm giving
this
the floor to the secretary.
This isn't your little party in your little house. You get to choose when you recognize people based on where your ego is at the moment. Get it real, boy.
This sounds like Trump.
Crazy.
Bannon. That's what this means.
And Mr. Diaz, you do not have the floor. This is your third verbal warning. Third for both of you. You don't have the floor. You're speaking out of turn. You're criticizing.
You, Chair, what do you say to the other people who have the order of business? Speak without having the floor.
You're out of order. Why are you speaking? You're out of order. You don't have the floor. You don't have the floor. Stop speaking. Stop speaking if you don't have the floor. Stop speaking if you don't have the floor. Doesn't matter. Stop speaking if you don't have the floor. I'm going to tell everybody, 22 people on this call, don't speak if you're not recognized and you don't have the floor. I didn't ask anybody anything. I simply made a statement. There's no reply here. So I'm expecting now dead silence. Good. Mr. Secretary.
Roberts with a question, please.
Mr. Secretary, we're going to now take a vote on Ms. Sorden's motion. You had a motion. Ms. Sorden, you can restate your motion. And then there's an amendment to it. Please state it.
Sorry. Am I muted?
No, we can
hear you now.
Who
can hear you?
Now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Point of order.
Point of order.
You don't have the floor. You don't have the floor.
You don't have to be recognized to make a point of order.
You don't have the floor.
Point of order. Wait a second. Jonathan.
No, that's not true.
Okay, please recognize me. I haven't spoken at all in this meeting yet.
Neither have I, and I've called for point of order.
Okay. This motion is out of order because it was put on the floor. It was put on the floor after we were out of time for this motion.
Mr. Chair, what's going on here? I thought Ms. Sorden had the floor.
You don't have the floor. Chill. You don't have the floor.
There are many members who are speaking without being recognized. I was just recognized.
And you are one of them.
I would suggest that the chair start taking some sort of penalty for people who speak without being recognized, who make dilatory points of order and points of information, who speak out of turn, who interrupt other people, and who insult other people. Jan Goodman made a motion to table the agenda approval item, and I believe it was seconded.
Why is not the chair telling you that he didn't give you the floor?
What's all of that?
Only saying it to us. That only happened to some of us. Some of you have the right to speak even if
you don't have the floor. You don't have the floor.
You don't have the floor.
You do not have the floor. You gotta wait your turn. You're not being recognized.
Mr. Chair.
Jonathan,
where are you?
Mr. Secretary, this is Sabrina Jacobs, Vice Chair, KCFA. Mr. Secretary.
Yes.
Mr. Secretary, what is on the floor right now? What are we doing? What exactly are we doing?
Well, I think that the chair asked if there's any objection to approve the motion. I don't think there was any. There's no objection, right?
What?
Do we have any objection?
State the motion.
Point of information.
You don't have the floor. Please wait your turn.
Neither do you. Please
not. You gotta wait your turn. Chill.
You're all talking over each other. So I can't tell who's asking for what.
I need clarification. This is Sabrina Jacobs, the vice chair. I need clarification on what we are doing right now. And I need clarification.
Information.
Yeah,
no, I have a question.
excuse me, I'm asking a question right now of the secretary. I am asking a question right now of the secretary. Mr. Secretary, what is on the floor right now? Speak.
Isn't it proper for the chair to recognize the person?
I am the vice chair.
The secretary.
I am the vice chair.
But still, you're not the chair. You're not the chair. You have to be recognized by the chair.
Mr. Secretary, go ahead.
Everyone else, just like everyone else.
I'm not like everybody else.
Also,
I'm not like everybody else.
Chair.
Of course, you're not. You're not.
He just gave the floor to the vice chair. Mr. Secretary, what exactly?
I'm sorry, Jonathan.
Mr. Secretary. What are we doing right now?
Point of order. Point of order.
No, you are
the leader.
No. Everybody chill. Everybody chill.
The vice chair is asking the secretary what we're on. Mr. Secretary, you now have the floor. Answer the question.
Okay. So we're trying
point
to...
Point of order, Jonathan.
No.
Other people had questions.
No, but you don't have the floor.
You're out of order.
We are clear. You're out of order. You're all out of order because what we're doing right now is clarifying where we are. So the listeners can listen and understand what's going on, so they can think that perhaps we can conduct business properly, and this is how we're doing. I understand that, Nancy, and I am coming back to you. However,
you
clarify.
Mr. Secretary, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Wow. So the chair was calling for the approval of the minutes, and then there was a motion to separate out the minutes of the February 10th meeting. And so since then, we have, that's basically where we were at when we got into all these conversations.
Okay.
Understood. So we... Go ahead, Vice Chair.
I'm sorry, point of order.
All right, so
point of order, Jonathan.
No.
Point of order.
No, you don't have
to
floor.
Again, I'll state it again. We are before I take your points of order, we are going to clarify this, and we are going to get back on path. And you're not going to speak until I recognize you.
That, how did she get the floor ahead of everyone
it's
else?
It's my understanding that we
and,
don't...
And the vice chair has the right to step in and confirm with the secretary.
Excuse
so we may
there's
get things clear for all the listeners as well as the members.
We do not...
Quiet.
Not
you're out of order. You're out of order.
Chair
Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair. Just ignore her. Just ignore her. Mr. Chair, it's my understanding that we do not have to separate out the minutes. It is my understanding that we do not have to separate out the minutes. Now, the next two people that I have on the to speak next is Mr. Shabanda and then Ms. Roberts.
But
have you relinquished the chair, Jonathan? We should know who's chairing.
You don't have the floor.
You know what, Ms. Roberts? You weren't recognized. You just spoke out of order. Just so you know. And that's your fourth verbal warning this evening, Ms. Roberts. And now I am...
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
You don't have the floor.
Sordon, you don't have the floor. Just a moment.
Point of order,
just a moment.
Mr.
You don't have
just
the floor.
Just a moment, please. Just a moment, please. Order. Ms. Sordon. You had a motion.
Yeah.
I wish you
yeah.
You were...
Okay, my
Just restate it for us, please.
Okay. It referred to the minutes from the open meeting, because I don't believe you can vote on the minutes from the closed meeting in an open meeting. So they were to... my motion is to...
Ms. Sordon?
We know what's happening.
Ms. Sordon?
We know what's happening.
No, you don't talk.
You know
you don't
what? If you don't have the floor, don't
point
speak.
Point of order, Mr.
Just a moment.
You don't
the point of order.
We're going to wait until Ms. Sordon gets back on the call and everybody else is going to be quiet simply because you're not recognized.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
No, because Ms. Gordon has the floor.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Ms. Gordon, you will be added to the stack. Now stop.
Hello, I'm sorry. Nancy.
No problem. Are you okay there, Nancy?
I accidentally put myself on hold when I was... So you didn't hear any of my motions?
No, could you,
go
could
ahead,
you please repeat that? We lost you in mid-sentence. Thank you very much.
Okay. My motion is to pertain to the two sets of the open session February 10th. Janice set and Aki set, because I don't believe you can approve the minutes of a closed session in an open session.
I believe you are correct.
So my motion is to approve.
So your motion is to approve the first
those,
the two sets of minutes and vote on it together. Is that what you're suggesting?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. And
point of order,
you don't have the floor. You don't have the floor. It's not your time.
Monsieur, this is a warning. You can't keep trying to call people to order, okay?
And Mr. Chair, I'd like to clarify something, Sabrina. Ms. Kostanov, you've been added to the stack. Stop it. Go ahead.
Point of order have priority, not a stack, Ms. Vice Chair.
Thank you very much, Sabrina.
Point of order.
I have a point of order. I have a point of order.
Quickly. Who is on the stack? I have Serene and then...
No. It's Mr. Shabanda. No. It's Mr. Shabanda. It's Ms. Roberts. And then it's Ms. Kostanovi.
People need to take their
Sabrina,
right.
Is that you?
This is crazy. What is going on?
No one
who are the somebody? You want to talk? Let's talk. Let's talk. You want to talk to me? Let's talk.
I have
Sabrina.
I'll give you my phone number. Otherwise,
Sabrina,
stop it.
Order, Mr.
Jonathan.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
Order. I'm telling all of you right now, order. Sabrina.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
Repeat the stat.
Mr. Shabanda, Ms. Roberts, Ms. Kostanov.
Thank you.
I was next.
Shabanda. Who is that?
Robert Mark.
Robert Mark.
The first one after whoever and last was given the floor to talk about the minute.
Pardon me?
Did anyone confirm that? Because that's not what I heard.
I couldn't understand.
Sam Goodman, I've been on the stack for quite a while here.
Ms. Goodman.
Oh, Shabanda, if I'm next, I would like for him to speak next because I've been in that same predicament that he's describing, and it's very frustrating.
Who is he that you're speaking of, Mr. Shabanda? Who is he? Mr. Mark?
He's the only man who has spoken.
All right. So, it goes Mr. Shabanda, Mr. Marks, Ms. Roberts, Ms. Kostanov, Ms. Goodman. Go ahead.
I have a point of information, please.
What is... Thank you. No. I had Shabanda and Marks was first. Is that what you were saying?
Mr. Shabanda, and then, Mr. Marks. So Mr. Shabanda is ceding his time to Mr. Marks,
okay.
And then Mr. Shabanda. Okay?
No problem. Go ahead,
right.
Please.
Go ahead.
Yes, this is Robert Mark. I move that we adjourn.
I second.
Orders of the day.
I kind of like that motion to adjourn. I believe it supersedes other motions.
Well, that's what orders of the day would be.
The motion?
And it's not debatable. And it has a nice ring to it. I believe we will now vote on adjournment. Aki.
Well, you want to ask for objections?
Are there any objections to adjourning this meeting?
Benito, I object.
Thank you, sir.
All right, let's go for a vote. Okay.
So now we will go to a vote. Aki, quickly.
Yes, adjourn. Grace?
No, vote.
Grace? Grace Allen?
I pass.
Okay.
David Beaton? Jim Brown?
Pat.
Bill Campisi?
Pat.
Adriana Casanave? Adriana? Okay, Adriana, I'm going to come back to you because you're going to say you might be muted here. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Benita Diaz?
No.
Rhonda Goddard?
Yes.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Pass.
Pass, okay. Ken Rolfer?
Yes.
Okay. Robert Mark?
Robert Mark votes yes.
Okay. Doreen Roberts?
Pass.
Okay, sitting pass. Mansoor?
Pass.
Pass, okay. Nancy Sauden? Nancy? Okay, I'll come back to you. Alex Steinberg? Okay, I'll get to Alex. Ken Blashibanda?
No.
No, okay. Andrea Turner? Andrea? So I'll get back to you. Maskila Washington?
No.
No? Okay. We're going to go back to the thing again. Grace Allen?
Yes.
Okay. And David Beaton?
Yes.
Okay.
Breathe.
Jim Brown?
No.
Jim Brown? No, okay. Bill Campisi?
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. All right. Andrea Casanave?
Sir, my
Adriana.
Name is Adriana Casanave, but...
Casanave.
But...
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
Adriana
Mr.
Casanave.
Mr. Tanaka, Mr. Tanaka,
yeah.
If I may, if I may, please refrain to the commentary that you just did before when you called me and you told me that I would said that I was mute. Do you think that you have that right, really, sir?
No, but I'd like to hear your answer.
Oh, then why you did it? Then why you did it?
Because the last time...
I accept your apology. I accept your apology, sir.
We're out of order. We're in the middle of a vote.
Yeah, because that's what you said on the last vote. So I was just, wanted to make sure that that was
okay. Because you didn't call me again, even.
Mr.
Okay, so Adriana,
thank you.
Adriana, how do you vote? Would you like yes or no...
I already say no. N-O, sir.
Yeah, N-O, okay. All right. And Sabrina?
Abstain.
Okay, you're going to abstain. All right. And Serene Roberts?
No.
Okay, no. And Mansoor?
I'll say yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. And Nancy Sauden?
No, sorry, I was muted. I was somehow muted.
No problem. All right, no problem. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay, yes. And Andrea Turner? Andrea? Okay, don't get the answer here. Jonathan Alexander?
I vote yes.
Okay, yes. All right, so I don't have a vote from Andrea Turner, but let's just count up this here.
Are you sure everyone was able to vote?
This is Andrea. Sorry.
We're voting on...
My phone. Yeah.
We're voting on whether to adjourn or not.
Yeah. So I vote not to adjourn.
You vote not to adjourn. Okay. All right. And let me get back to... okay. So what we have... Let's see. Okay, so I'm missing one. Okay, Grace, Jonathan, where's that?
You might be missing yourself, Aki. I didn't hear you vote.
Right. I vote yes, so the vote is 12 yes, 8 no, and 2 abstentions. So the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you all. Thank you. To the meeting.